Republican candidate for South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg defeated Democratic candidate Randy Seiler last night in the race for the statewide office, and Jason Roundsburg joins us on the phone now. Welcome. Thanks for coming back to In the Moment.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
An exciting night, a long night. Tell me a little bit about the energy that you felt as the results came in, and your margin of winning sort of grew.
Yes, we were cautiously optimistic going into the evening, and I got to about 80% of the returns, and it seemed to stall. So that obviously made everybody a little anxious there if they weren't getting returns for a while when we got to about 80% of the returns in. But we're obviously happy with the outcome, and I've had at least Mr. Seiler messaged me. My phone actually died during the evening, and so but he did send a text to me, and I sent one back to him.
And Randy Seiler ran a strong campaign. Tell me what some of the your legislative priorities are going forward.
Well, we have a meth problem, and so, yes, I will seek to end presumptive probation as part of SB 70. I think we should also have some reforms, such as further rehabilitation and also a work component. I think that meth obviously is a scourge upon our state. We have ways that I believe we can combat it. I've also sat down with groups like Call to Freedom, Freedom's Journey from Rapid City, about human trafficking and tightening up some of our laws there. I'm actually meeting with the State's Attorneys Association board right before I came on the air with you, and listening to what their concerns are going forward. And we hope to put out a legislative agenda here in the coming months.
You mentioned in your acceptance speech or your victory speech about the importance of law enforcement support throughout the state, and you said, I have your back for the next 4 years. I have your back. What does that mean from a legislative perspective?
Well, I do believe that there are some things we've done to have kind of tied their hands, like presumptive probation, and I haven't found a sheriff or a state's attorney that's in favor of that program, and I think it also will help our judges. Because we need to have the users be willing to turn in the dealers, because that's who I'm really after. I'm sympathetic to the users. I'm willing to try and find them treatment, get them off of this horrible drug, and get them back to being productive members of their society so that they can function when they're a new job or help their family. But we have to get the dealers of this that are pushing this poison on our system.
Do you think we have the treatment facilities, the treatment services in the state, and how do you address increasing those?
Well, I do believe that we do have some good facilities. Like, I'm from Yankton. As part of the Human Services Center, there's obviously a drug and alcohol component. Lincoln County has used a lot with Avera hospitals. But we don't have as good a services out west, and as I've talked about, and I think Governor-elect Noem has talked about also, we need some kind of meth treatment facility out in the western part of our state. And so, yes, we will look at that, and I look forward to sitting down with her to kind of develop a package there and see what we can come up with to try and address that in the other parts of our state that don't necessarily have the services that are in some parts of our state now.
Attorney General-elect Jason Roundsburg joining us on the phone. We appreciate you making time for us on this really busy day.
Thank you.